96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. They've been around for centuries, but water pipes or hookahs have recently seen a surge in bars, restaurants, and smoking rooms. A lot of people believe hookah smoking is safer than smoking cigarettes. But is that true? Well, joining me to talk about this are Carla Williams. She is the interim director of the Howard University Cancer Center. Dr. Donald Schell, director of the Cancer and Chronic Disease Bureau with the Maryland Department of Health. And Ralph Williams from the African American Tobacco Control Network. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment about hookah smoking at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Okay, now start with you, Dr. Williams. Okay, I admit, yes, I used to be a chain smoker. I smoked cigarettes. But a lot of people, as I said in the very beginning, they believe that hookah smoking, water pipe smoking, is safe. And some people would associate water pipe smoking with the use of marijuana, but the reality is that there is a growth of tobacco smoking in water pipes. What's the difference between water pipe smoking and smoking a cigarette?
Well, it's obviously a different device. So people feel like because the smoke is kind of filtered through the water in this device, that perhaps they are not getting as intense of a dose of the cigarette smoke. However, many of the constituents, the toxins, and some of the carcinogens that we find in regular tobacco products can be also found in the smoke that comes from the hookah pipe.
So, like what?
There's various toxins that we know are related to cancer risk. Certain metals even can show up in these products, and it comes through the smoke in these very fine particulates that can get into the lungs, very small, you know, microscopic particles that can get into the lungs. And depending on what type of hookah device you're using, if you're using, you know, charcoal as a heating source, then that ash also gets mixed in and eventually makes its way into the vapor that you're inhaling.
Like cigarettes, hookahs are, correct me if I'm wrong, nicotine delivery devices, is that correct? Or is the effect the same? Is this more like smoking a pipe or a cigar, or is it more like cigarettes where people inhale?
Well, typically with a hookah device, as Dr. Williams stated, it's another mechanism that's used to aerosolize nicotine. And so you'll burn either charcoal, someone may burn wood, that then develops and it puts nicotine in a form where it can be inhaled. And so whether you're burning a tobacco product, whether you're chewing a tobacco product, or whether you're vaping a tobacco product, or you're consuming tobacco from a hookah, you're taking nicotine from a certain state and making it into an aerosol and inhaling it so it can get absorbed into your bloodstream through your lungs.
What is vaping?
Vaping basically is a concept of like Dr. Schell said, almost aerosolizing your tobacco product. But basically, instead of the smoke that you get from a cigarette or a hookah, you're actually using some type of mechanism to heat up a core or some type of element so that it can be, the steam from that heating can be absorbed into the bloodstream through inhaling.
Mm-hmm. Now, but here's the interesting thing, because as we have seen over the past several years, the smoking of cigarettes and or any tobacco products has been essentially outlawed in the D.C. metro area, but hookah smoking is legal in some places and not in others.
Correct.
Why is that?
Well, for D.C., it's actually not legal. There are no legal hookah establishments, but many of them are flying under the radar. And the main reason for that is D.C.'s clean air laws and their smoke-free laws. So it protects the workers who are in these environments from secondhand smoke. And just like you would get from a cigarette or any other combustible product that's lit with a match, you do get secondhand smoke in these environments. And so some fly under the radar, some only do it in their outdoor areas, but many also have indoor areas where hookahs use, like on an evening like this where it's too cold to be outside. And so the regulation of these, there's regulations in place, but the enforcement sometimes is not there.
So for those who are smoking hookahs, because I got to be honest, I've never seen it done. Is there as much smoke as there would be for a cigarette or a cigar or a pipe?
Sure. It's just like, again, just like you would generate the smoke from a cigarette. The difference is, and actually one of the big danger of it is the duration. And I think Dr. Williams talked about the intensity to a degree too. Whereas you're pulling more in, because I think you have a different taste than you would a cigarette. So you feel safer in having that intense smoke. So you're getting all of the things you get from tobacco smoke, except you're getting more of it at a higher concentration because of how long you smoke. A typical hookah instance, I guess, for lack of better words, it usually lasts about an hour. Mm-hmm. People, it's because it's a social event.
Yeah,
you get one pipe, I get another. We're talking, we're laughing, we're drinking, and it usually lasts about an hour. So it's the same as if you were to smoke chain smoke for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, Dr. Shell.
Well, actually, because it's in addition to what Ralph is stating, that the one of the biggest problems with hookahs is that as someone who participates in this hour-long use of a hookah device will actually consume 100 to 200 times more tobacco and then nicotine than someone who smokes a cigarette. Mm. Typically, a cigarette, you burn, it burns out and stops. If you're a chain smoker, you light up again. But for hookah, you don't have to light again, because this device, this water that's being heated by either the charcoal or by wood, will burn for a long time, vaporize nicotine, for lack of a better term, and then you can sit during an hour-long session and get 100, 200 times the amount of nicotine or tobacco.
Sounds dangerous, and we're going to talk about the health risk and other things related to hookah smoking that you need to be aware of. Stay with us, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing hookah smoking, the water pipe that is very popular right now, but it is still a nicotine delivery system, just like a cigarette, just like a cigar, just like any other smoking device. My guests are Dr. Carla Williams, Interim Director of the Howard University Cancer Center, Dr. Donald Shell, Director of the Cancer and Chronic Disease Bureau with the Maryland Department of Health, and Ralph Williams from the African American Tobacco Control Network. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call right now. We've got physicians in the room. Free advice, free information here. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to Kim calling from Landover. Kim, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Right. My question is, you're talking about hookah. Isn't there a difference when you're using the vapor where you're just using the flavor with the nicotine?
So you're right, hookah.
Is there a different effect when you're just vaporizing with the nicotine without the tobacco?
And so there's some people who say that you can either vape without nicotine in it, and so it's according to where products are being utilized or where someone is getting the juice from for their vaping device.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is, but when you talk about vaping, and just to be clear, I guess her question is that vaping is vapor with nicotine infused without tobacco smoke. Is that correct?
Well, the harmful substance, nicotine is a harmful substance.
Well, it is a drug.
And yes, correct. And that with no other medicinal purpose for nicotine other than to cause cancer, heart disease, stroke, or many other diseases that affect the human body. There is no effective utilization for nicotine or tobacco products. Whether or not someone is vaping, whether or not they're using a hookah, neither one of them are safe. Neither one of them have been proven to be a safer alternative to any type of tobacco product. Yes, you're not burning the tobacco itself or a cigar, and so some say that it might be less of a health risk, but there is no proof that they are safe alternatives. And also, both of them, hookah and vaping, should be avoided.
Interesting. Kim, thank you for your phone call. Let me go to Nisi calling from Baltimore. Nisi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was just calling today, and thank you for accepting my call.
Sure.
My son has expressed, he's 17, and he's expressed interest in going out to a hookah lounge. So I just did not know the composition, whether it varied from lounge to lounge. If some lounges do like flavored vaping or flavored water vapor substances other than nicotine. Is nicotine always the substance of use in the hookah lounges?
Yes, but I'll present this question to you and you kind of answer your question whether you want your son to go to the hookah lounge or not. Would you let your son go to a cigarette lounge with flavored cigarettes?
No, not at all.
Well, there you go. As that'll answer your question as far as your advisement on whether he should go to a hookah lounge. You're looking at similar aspect. Go ahead, Doctor.
Nisi, I need you to hold on because I need to take another break, and there are some other issues that I want to make sure that we address with you as we talk about this health issue. So please, can you stay on the line with us?
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Also, Fred calling from Bladensburg, James calling from Baltimore. I think we have Jermaine calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll talk more about hookah smoking and its cousins, and how it affects your health. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.